West Michigan Congressman Fred Upton says the House is likely to take up various aspects of immigration reform individually. The Senate approved a comprehensive bill earlier this month. The House is not expected to take up the Senate version. But Upton says when Republican representatives held a meeting last week, GOP leaders did call for passing some sort of immigration reform.
Every one of our leaders, from the majority leader to the speaker to the Republican whip, all reiterated that the current system is broken. Doing nothing is not where we need to be. We need to work on a bill that is, in essence, bipartisan, that really offers some protections. No one in the House is talking amnesty. Frankly, neither is the Senate. No one jumps ahead of somebody else that's already in line to become a citizen. But it's a very complex process, and we hope to see some resolve really by mid to late fall.
Is it accurate that John Boehner plans to stick to this idea that a majority of House Republicans are going to have to support a bill before it moves out?
Yeah, well, he's made the point. So we have 234 Republicans. To control the House is 218 votes out of, remember, we're a body of 435. So 218 wins. So last week we needed 218 to get a farm bill passed. In essence, among the Republicans, 218 of the 234 Republicans. So the Speaker has made the point that we'll need a majority of the Republicans, which is 117. You'd like to think that as a major initiative like this, immigration reform, something has been broken for years and years and years. I got to say, I think it was 1986 that last, it was before I was in the Congress, passed in the House. So he's going to need 117 Republicans.
But for something that can be so complex and so difficult to pass, do you include majority of the majority, or can get something through, do you live with
it? You know, Speaker Pelosi, she had pretty much the same with almost everything that they did.
Dennis Hastert was famous for it.
Yeah, and Pelosi came after Hastert. So the speakers made the point that we need to come together as a family. They didn't say those words, but we need to be together. And if let's use an example. Let's say you get 120. Well, that means you're going to have to get a number of Democrats too. So at the end of the day, it is very likely to be a bipartisan bill versus a purely partisan one. And on an issue that's this important, don't you really want a bipartisan piece of legislation? Especially with a program that we know is so broken and needs to be fixed. And, this is the time now to do it. The strong vote in the Senate puts added pressure on the House to get things done. And I'm one that does believe that we can begin to see some of these elements pass in the House individually, which then collectively would go to conference with the Senate to iron out the differences.
David Brooks wrote in the New York Times last week that he believes the House should pass the Senate bill, and he made the argument that it fulfills a lot of what conservatives want, including that it's projected to reduce the deficit, it's pro-growth, it spends a lot of money to protect the border, and he says the problems with the Senate bill are small compared with the benefits. Do you see some problems with the Senate bill that you would have trouble living with if it came on the House floor?
No, I'm not. I don't pretend to be a student of the Senate bill because, I'm not in the Senate. I mean, I followed the debate a little bit, but I don't know the I's and T's. I know that it had a very strong vote. I do think that we're going to get to the finish line on a responsible bill that can pass in both the House and the Senate. It's a remarkable stretch that they were able to get this thing done on a bipartisan vote. And, at the end of the day, I think that'll continue, and not only in the House, but also in the final report that probably gets done early-ish October.
West Michigan Congressman Fred Upton speaking yesterday. You can find a longer version of this interview at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.